Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a half, December wheat down 0.75 cents, and January beans down 2 cents. All were in fairly tight ranges overnight. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a tick or two, crude oil up just a few cents. Dow Jones looks to be in near record-breaking territory. We're up 112 on the Dow futures. Gold and silver are up just a little bit. The bonds are up almost a full basis point here. We did sell 130,000 metric tons of beans to China, so a little export news there. Crop ratings showing the decrease from 54 to 52 in the winter wheat in the good to excellent category. Things are still, you know, fairly dry. We don't see the crop off to a great start there, but I thought it would be a little bit helpful overnight to see this rating, but we were just a little bit lower overnight. Big problem with the wheat continues to be the amount of wheat that's being exported by Russia and the Black Sea area. There's just too much wheat around the world. The dollar is too strong, and it's certainly showing up in our export business. So that continues to be a drag. The big question is, will the funds want to cover any of the short 110,000, 115,000 contracts of wheat before the end of the year? I think they will want to cover something out here. Funds are still short in about 210,000, 220,000 contracts of corn. There might be a strong impetus for the corn to move up to 350 by Friday when the options expire. I think the pros would like to see the 340 and the 350 puts expire worthless. So they're going to try to push this thing up if they can, and they might get a little help from the funds with some short covering if that happens. So, you know, I think between now and the end of the week, we should be on the firm side. I don't see anything particularly bearish out here. The corn harvest is 90% complete versus 95. Tennessee, the eastern part of the corn belt, all pretty well delayed. And that could be a little bit of an issue out here as we move forward. Beans are 96% harvested versus 97 on average. So no real delays there. Again, I think Tennessee was the state that was farthest behind, and one or two other states in the eastern part of the Corn Belt. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.